Thank you for calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Erica Hernandez, and you're like the third person I've spoken to today on this issue. Nobody's calling me back.
Okay, well, let's find out what's going on and get it fixed. How can I help you?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm waiting for a range to be delivered, a stove from Samsung, and my delivery window is between 12 and 4. It's now 5 o'clock. And I haven't even gotten any updates because I signed up for, like, the text updates. And then when I go online with the tracking number, it says it's here. And I'm like, no, no, it's definitely not because it has to be installed and everything. So
okay,
I'm just trying to find out if it's realistic that it's actually going to even be delivered.
Let's find out what's going on with it, okay? I need your phone number, please, ma'am, so I can pull it up for you.
Yeah, 708-466-4753.
All right, thank you for that information. I'm going to look for you in the old and the new system simultaneously, okay?
Okay.
Control V, see which one you're in. You're not in the old one, you're in the new one. Hold on just a second. Is it on the Erica Hernandez?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Hernandez, what's your address?
4823 West 23rd Street in Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
Okay. What's your email address?
Erica Larell, ERICALARELL at Hotmail.
That's what I have.
Okay.
All right. Hold
yeah,
on.
It's just weird because I signed up for the text messages and everything, and it's been radio silence.
It says it's out for delivery. Let's look at your route. What time is it your time right now?
5 o'clock, so it's already an hour past.
Yeah, they have you estimated. Let's see. Oh, they said, oh, they had to, oh, they put down you. 1:30 to 5:30 is the time frame they gave you.
No, I have it 12 to 4 from yesterday.
Yeah, they said noon on here.
Okay, well, I just.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because there's just been no updates for me to receive that. And the last two people I've called in and spoken to, like, you're the first person with information.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like they move your time 1:30 to 5:30 is what it looks like. Hold on.
That would have been great to know.
I know. Hold on just a second. I've been complaining about that for 3 years. Last time I got in trouble and I got written up for saying something, so I don't talk.
Yeah,
I don't
know,
talk about
know.
It anymore. I hadn't
owned
my mouth.
I feel that.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. I got to copy your order number over. Let me go back.
No worries.
Saying it's on time. Yeah, it's on time because they pushed it back an hour. Okay, hold on just a second. I have to pull it up again.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's not going to get pushed back again. And, you want to have someone at the house, of course.
There we go. Now, paste. HERANDEZ. Customer. They didn't give you a text message telling you they had pushed it from that time to 1:30 to 5:30? You didn't receive a text message?
No.
Okay.
No. And I mean, I was on the phone with someone a half an hour ago, and they had zero clue. They'll call you soon. They'll call you soon. Okay. What, has anything changed? No, they'll call you soon. They'll call you soon. I'm like, okay.
It's a new system. They might not have been able to find it. I had to ask twice. Okay. I had to go in and find the thing and send the driver a text message. That's how come
perfect.
I remember.
See, all
how
I needed
to do it now.
Yeah, I just needed to call the right person.
Yeah, I've been here longer than most people, except for the head people, like the head supervisor.
Yeah.
The lead. I've been here like the other employees. I've been here longer than a lot of them.
I'm like, I don't even trust the technology to begin with. Like, all of the tech, it can still be wrong, but when it's saying that it's here and it's not, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't say it on here, it just says status. Well, it says on time. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. All right. I told him to contact you and let you know if you need to reschedule or something, because I don't, you know, you've been home all day. That means that you shouldn't have been not at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I can't take another day off of work for them not to show up.
Okay. So I sent that to him, and I put a copy of what I sent him on your PO. And I told him to contact you and let you know what you need to do either way. Because I have
for
no
the
idea.
Driver?
Yeah. So he's the one that has driver. He knows whether, you know, what's going on with it.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So I told him to give you an estimated ETA or tell you what's going on with your item. If he hasn't, if he's not going to do whatever, he needs to tell you what you need to do. Because I have no idea.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering how it got so late in the day and there's been no updates or anything.
Yeah, then it's saying, you said it, he said that it was, what's going on? He's still saying it's in progress on mine.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, you called in, they said they got a note in here. Yeah, and what he's saying on here is not making any sense to me. I'm not even trying to make it out. All right, let me put down here that I sent this text to the driver. He's the only one that can answer you now and give you an ETA and what's going on.
Perfect. And he'll contact me directly?
Yes, he's going to have to call you and give you an estimated ETA. I just know that they like, also put on that they had changed your time frame.
So, I mean, but what happens with this if, like, the driver proves to be, like, unreliable and, like, doesn't show up, doesn't let me know? Like, am I able to go through a different carrier to get my item? Because this is my first time ever having anything delivered through the service.
You have to reschedule it, but you can't reschedule for tomorrow because it's already after 4 o'clock. It's too late to do that. But I don't know what to
and
tell you because July
weekend.
Yeah, I can't tell you anything because I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know what is going on with him. He's got, only, like I said, only the driver can answer your questions. You have to wait on him. Make sure you answer all your calls.
Exactly. I'm just venting at this point.
Okay, just make sure you answer all your calls and listen to me carefully. You have to, if
yes.
he did already, like, pass you by or something or did a night at home on you or something or whatever the issue is or he didn't have your item or whatever it is, call back tomorrow before 12 o'clock so they can schedule you for Friday. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so 12 o'clock, because if you get in late, like too late, you're going to be too late for them to schedule. You won't be able to get this until next week, okay?
Yeah, with the holiday and everything.
So 11 or 12 o'clock, try to call in, okay?
Okay.
All right, anything else?
No, ma'am, thank you so much.
All right, well, hopefully, I'm wishing you luck that he still got to come to you. Okay. Thanks for calling next year.
Oh, I think they're calling now.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah, that's because I sent him that message. Thanks for calling XPO. Good luck.